Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, welcome to Speak Out. My name.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
That's an app.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, welcome to Speak Out. My name is Ken Sander, and tonight's issue is, should New Yorkers carry handguns, or should they be allowed to have handguns? Lines are lighting up. I guess it's a good subject. Hi, you're on the air.
Right now, there's this big debate in the nation whether or not we should be allowed the privilege to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NRA has, for the last century, been fighting for the privilege of citizens to carry guns.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Ken.
Yes.
I was wondering how you would think that it would be possible to regulate the sale of these guns. And wanted to know if you suck.
All right, well, in answer to your second question, no, and I'm not sure how we would regulate the sales. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, how you doing? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken.
Yes.
I think it's good that people can have handguns so we can shoot people like you.
Right.
You.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Ken.
Yes.
I was thinking that if, you know, you're trying to give guns to people to fight the criminals, wouldn't that make it just as easy for the criminals themselves to get guns? Because we're opening this market up.
That's a very valid point. You know, a lot, and that's what one of the big arguments that the police have is that a lot of the illegal guns get into the system by burglaries. Like, most people keep their gun near their bed, most likely. And so a criminal come in, rob your house and steal your gun, and it would get into the system. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay.
What is it good?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I called a call before with a very valid point. I think it was one of your first calls.
The public access host.
It's April Fool's, so.
Oh.
That is the guy's face as he just knows, I got to do this for another 2 hours. And every single line is just going to destroy me.
Or you know, you could not do it.
Not do the public access gig.
I mean, there's a way to get around that. I mean, you could technically stand up and leave and face no repercussions.
You could do that.
But, all right, so it's April Fool's Day, and Bird, who wears headphones during the show so he could watch videos on the computer.
He's got headphones on, but is not listening to the program.
Oh, no.
At all.
He just said he doesn't wear them all the time.
Okay.
But he has them on now, and what he does is he listens to like videos on YouTube.
Which is great, in case we need to talk to him and ask him a question.
Oh, no, we'll have talked about him, and he'll have no idea that we talked about him. But, Dan, how many things has he been fooled by today?
more than a few, because he keeps showing me stuff on his phone about, whoa, this is good, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, you know, today's April 1st, right? And then a couple of minutes later, I'm like, oh, my friend just said it's an April Fool's joke.
Like, what has been some of the things he's fallen for?
There was something between a collaboration between the Kowloon Restaurant and the Phantom Gourmet for a floating tiki bar in the harbor that is going to serve burgers and Asian fare that he was wanted to print it out for the stack, and I said, well, you might want to look into it just a little bit.
Have you seen the awful Photoshop picture that came with that article? It's like a wooden boat that has the giant Kowloon, like, tiki idol on top of a Wahlburgers sign with, like, an Andelman's Tavern thing. I mean, it's, like, as fake
as Boston as you could get, yeah.
As fake-looking as it could possibly be.
Sink.
And Bird fell for that. I mean, Bert, you just got to stay off all social media today. You do. And some of the pranks are just like, they're so bad. But I mean, there's a couple things that have been coming through this morning that I'll look at and I'll go, I'll have to kind of like, there was the one video that I didn't realize had a video at first, but somebody said a group of bicyclists go through the O'Neill Tunnel together, and I thought that was like an April Fool's prank, and then there was a video that accompanied it. Now all the stations are reporting it, and so that's obviously real. By the way, how insane is that video? It might be 20 people on bikes all together going through the O'Neill Tunnel,
and it's like bad enough being in a car in the O'Neill Tunnel. I mean, if you're on a bike, that could take you a while. I don't care for that.
I mean, the fits you would have. And they're all like bunched together, and
they're doing wheelies and stuff. It's like this the stuff they do with motorbikes in Baltimore.
Yeah,
where they just like go like hog wild and like start doing like wheelies and stuff.
Yeah, all in the O'Neill Tunnel. So I thought
and that's what I need in my life is more problems in the tunnel. Everyone stay out of the tunnel. It's the same thing with airplanes. If you're in a tunnel, no shenanigans.
It's just not at all.
No, the tunnel is no place for shenanigans.
I have a friend of mine that when he goes on a bridge, he has to roll up his windows and turn his radio completely off. It's like all eyes ahead. He can't have any distractions because he gets so utterly nervous every time he's on a bridge. And this is like not like one that just goes over like a little river. Like I'm talking about one that like a pretty decent sized bridge. He flips out.
Well, have you heard about what you have to do to get to the Outer Banks?
No.
It's like a terrifying system of bridges into tunnels, with no way out. Once you're on it,
you're stuck.
Like you're on it until all hell breaks loose. So the whole time you're on it, you got to be flipped out that someone's going to get an accident out of you.
You ever met somebody who can't get on an elevator?
Yeah, my mom. And here's the thing, is that she lived in New York City for a decade.
Is it because was she scarred from something that happened?
No. She lived in a walk-up? I mean, what?
No, she worked at a publishing house and lived in New York City. And then my mom, like, we were going to go on, like, I eventually want to go on that one of those, like, giant-ass, like, Royal Caribbean boats. And
just, you see that video that just came out over this past week?
Yeah. I want diarrhea. So those ones are so big that they can't even get. I mean, it would be like knocking over a mall. But and my mom was like, "Well, I just have to make sure I get a low floor," and I'm like, "That's what you want on a cruise, is a nice low floor." There's nothing more pleasant on a cruise than a nice galley with a nice little circular window. That's what you want. My mom is a pain in the ass about that. But I don't get elevators because even if you completely flip out, you're only on it for like at most a minute.
I get elevators because someone can in their head can say, what if it drops?
Yeah, but that fear, you only have to have it for a minute.
But no, I mean, it's 30 seconds, 45 seconds. That's enough to have a fit.
No. But it's over then.
Not if you're stuck in it.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't.
Once again, these are all things that they're thinking.
I know, but
when they go in.
But my point is that it's that 99.99% of the time, it's not going to get stuck.
This friend of my mother's, like, whenever she even thinks about approaching an elevator, she starts freaking out. As a matter of fact, she can't get on a plane, and her husband's a pilot, which makes me even more worried. with everything, you know, that's the, all the news we've been hearing lately about some of these planes.
But the thing about a plane is you can just drug yourself. Like, I don't, like, why wouldn't you just drug yourself instead of just never flying? I mean, you can drug yourself to a point where you're not going to care.
Well, but then all of a sudden you're Peter Buck and you're peeing all over the
That's
the
Ambien,
plane.
And I would tell you not to take Ambien.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're out of your mind if you take Ambien on an airplane, because you're basically just blacking out. No, if you take, like, Xanax or something, it affects your brain that you're not going to panic.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad with her. Just thinking about going into a building and having to even like approach an elevator like makes her start hyperventilating. Like I know you say like you get in it and it's only for like a 30 seconds, 45 seconds. I mean, that's enough to make somebody have an absolute fit. It would be like throwing a cat in a bathtub.
Right, but it's over quickly. See, the thing about a tunnel is that it all hell breaks loose.
Well, that's over fairly quickly usually too.
Not really. Not quick enough.
Going under a big body of water, yeah. I think, is a big problem. And then it turns into Sylvester Stallone and Daylight, and everything goes
crazy. That was actually a better movie than it is giving credit for.
All right, Alex, go ahead.
All right, I don't have many fears, but again, brain over matter sometimes, your brain just kind of takes over and gives you these fears. Took my son to the Empire State Building this summer. And I don't know what it was about it. Usually you take an elevator in a building, the Prudential, an office building, and you're on it for what, 15 seconds, maybe even less?
Yeah.
The Empire State Building, to get to the observation deck, all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait, whoa, I've been in here for like 35, 40 seconds. Dude, I had a tiny little panic attack because it felt like you were in the elevator forever with 30 people and you felt like you couldn't breathe. So, Fred, go to the Empire State Building.
Listen, I got enough. You know what? If you're someone who can walk around Times Square and just think that like everything's rosy, God bless you, because that's not how humans are supposed to live. Crowded as Times Square with all those video screens.
I went to Times Square about a year ago, and I looked at my wife and I said, if I never came back to Times Square again, I would be 1,000,000% happy. That is claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. And then like I'll see videos of people just like walking around by themselves like in Times Square, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you not passed out on the road?
Or convulsing.
Yeah, and it's not like there's anything like cool to do. Like, it's not like there's anywhere.
They got the Bubblegum Shrimp Company. Can't just go anywhere for that.
Yeah, it's like the worst part of New York.
It's like everyone loves Bubba Gump. Remember Forrest Gump? That was a good movie.
And it's
Eat
just
your shrimp.
Oh, boy, Times Square. I don't know how people's brains can just function like that. This is great. Just walking around in a sea of people with all this garbage all around me. Oh, everything's okay. It must be nice. To have, like, literally no brain, you're just not thinking. Because if you're thinking, you're going, this is terrible. All right. What's not terrible is Taco Bell. And we'll get to that in a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich, and our audience was livid when Rich shared a eating challenge that was considered by everyone far too easy. It was over the course of 8 hours. You had to basically eat, what, like three hamburgers?
It was four. It was two double quarter pounders with cheese and two quarter pounders with bacon. And then it was a order of 10 nuggets, two large fries, and I believe like three drinks, like three Cokes. And for some reason, the thing that seemed the toughest was the Cokes to get down. Like everything else, like I just, those quarter pounders go down so easy. And they said, would you, for $750, could you eat this in under 8 hours? I'm like, 8 hours? I'm not kidding you. I could probably do that in, if I had to, I could probably do it in 45 minutes. If I absolutely had to. If I like wanted to take my time, 2 hours, no problem. And so I became obsessed, which led me down a rabbit hole this weekend, Fred. There is a gentleman by the name of Brian Shaw. Now, there's probably some people going, oh, yeah, Brian Shaw, how do you not know this guy? Well, I'm just learning about him. He's the world's strongest man. He's a four-time winner of it. And what this guy likes to do is he likes to go online and eat a lot of food and have people watch him eating a lot of food.
And he probably has like 5 billion followers.
And I know why, because I watched 3 of these videos this weekend. Brian Shaw is a mountain of a man. He is 415 pounds, big dude, and he's the guy who pulls trucks,
right,
and he's the guy who flips logs and does all that stuff. As a matter of speaking of Mountain, I think that he competes in a lot of the same competitions as Mountain from Game of Thrones does. And he's had videos of him, and one of the things that gets the most hits is that he'll go to a restaurant and he'll order a ton of food off of it, and then he'll just eat it. And you say, hey, I wonder if he can do it. Matter of fact, one video, he ate 14,000 calories of Chick-fil-A, which was just like a ton of sandwiches and a ton of fries. One point, he went to both a Wendy's and a Krispy Kreme and just loaded up. However, the one video I was fascinated by, because let's be honest, this is kind of a dream come true. He went to Taco Bell and ordered everything on the menu and wanted to see if he could eat it. He literally ordered everything on the menu to the point where when he first walks into the restaurant, the person behind the counter just thinks he's ordering a bunch of stuff. And then the camera pans up and you see that in order, he is ordering everything on the actual menu. Now, I personally love Taco Bell. As a matter of fact, there has been a sign up for one in Downtown Crossing for about a year now that says, Taco Bell coming, they're effing with me. It's been almost a year and not one bit of work has been done on that Downtown Crossing. Every time that stupid commercial comes on that says you can now order Taco Bell and have it come to your house, I get pissed because I can't. It's not in my area because for some reason, the city of Boston is wildly deprived of great fast food restaurants.
Well, the awful people of West Newton just robbed the Taco Bell away from me right when I moved to the Newton area.
Oh, there was the one that was over across from BU, remember? And that disappeared. That was gone. It was over there on that thing like Comm Ave. They got rid of that one. How that happened. So now I got to drive all the way to Saugus. There's one in Revere, but that's a pain in the ass to get to. But none downtown. So this guy sits down, and here's a part of the video of this gentleman, Mr. Brian Shaw, going in and attempting to eat every single item from the Taco Bell menu.
All right, so just to warn you, I'm going to order a lot.
All right.
So we're going to start on this side of the menu.
Okay.
And get a beefy Fritos burrito.
A beefy Fritos burrito?
Okay. Yep. A beefy
Frito.
Frito burrito. With cheese.
A beefy Fritos burrito?
Okay. Yep. A beefy mini quesadilla.
Okay.
So power menu burrito.
Power menu burrito.
And those are
in chicken, steak, and vegetarian.
Okay, well, we don't need vegetarian.
All right.
Chicken and steak only.
Okay.
I feel like that would be a waste of space.
1 hour later.
And then we've got to do desserts.
Desserts?
So let's go 3 caramel apple empanadas.
All right. All those? Here to go.
We are going to take it to go.
All right, to go. And your grand total is...
How much do you think every item on the Taco Bell menu costs if you order one of each? Every item on the Taco Bell menu.
Oh, boy. $65?
I was going to say 80.
Okay,
so, okay.
Because the average price is between probably like 89 cents. And then like the Mexican pizza, I think, is like $3.
Because he just ordered 3 of something. So I'd say 8 total. His total bill.
Oh, he did
bill,
3 empanadas.
Yeah,
okay, so
I'll say total bill is $80.
There's a lot of stuff in the Taco Bell menu, dude. There's a lot of stuff.
I'm sticking with 80. All right.
And your grand total is 120 and 3 cents.
120?
And 3 cents.
And 3 cents. 125. $125.
Oh, man.
Is that your biggest order ever?
That is our biggest order.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Good stuff, cool. Man. All right. So got all of the food unpacked, and here it is. As I was unpacking it, I was trying to, I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously not a competitive eater, and I don't know what the right strategy is. I was kind of thinking I would try to start with some of the smaller stuff, knock it out quick, and then maybe throw in a burrito here and there. I really don't know. I don't know what some of this stuff is. When I was ordering it, he said it would all be labeled, and some of it is labeled and some of it is not. So it's going to be like, oh, surprise.
It's really the same six ingredients, just packaged in different ways.
It's not really, really the same six ingredients. It's the same six ingredients.
Just,
except they might throw Fritos into it.
Yeah, one's in a hard shell, one's in a soft shell. Now, one might have a Dorito shell,
yes,
but then it'll have a Dorito shell wrapped in a soft shell.
It's chicken, beef, beans, cheese,
sour cream. Lettuce.
Sour cream lettuce, basically, and then the different shells. I mean, it is. It's just the same.
It's all the same ingredients over and over again.
Let's jump in and see what damage I can do. So let's knock this out. It's got some kind of weird... Oh, that's some kind of weird sauce.
Okay, all right, so here's where he was crushing it for about like a good like 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden the brakes go on, because he has taken a bite of what looks like the cheese quesadilla. Now, if you've ever had the cheese quesadilla from Taco Bell, it has this like sauce that's in it. It's not just cheese, and it's not just chicken. It's got this like pink sauce. It almost kind of looks like Thousand Island, and it's got a little bit of a tang to it, and that has messed up his day. Like, I'm talking the brakes have been screeching halt.
He's not enjoying the taste of this particular item. Do you know how much salt is in this?
Realistically, if you had to eat every item on the Taco Bell menu, like, how many days would that take you? Like, if every meal you ordered Taco Bell...
I mean, there's some stuff on there I really wouldn't want to eat.
Like what? There's nothing on that menu I wouldn't want to eat.
Like Frito burrito.
Oh, Frito burritos are awesome, dude.
I don't like the meat there, like the ground up meat.
Oh, the ground beef? Well, you see, I prefer the chicken, too.
Yes. Like the Doritos taco seems gross.
If I ate, it's amazing the first two bites. And then after that, it's like, oh my goodness gracious. This is going right in my stomach.
But if I had to and I ordered it every meal... I mean, if it's $120 worth of Taco Bell, I mean, it might take me a week.
I think I could do it in 4 days. If I did like three meals a day at Taco Bell over 4 days, I think I could do that.
You would have to drink so much water.
Oh, definitely. It would be like these competitive eaters.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a beef one of those, but I'll finish this one. I'm going to let that beef go for a little bit. Oh, not a pleasant taste at all. I feel like I'm about 10 items, 8 to 10 items in, and I'm doing fine. I feel okay. Whatever this thing was, is now like my stomach is feeling that. That really threw me off. I'm not going to lie. This is not labeled. I don't know if they just threw in like a surprise for me. Wow, that was bad. Okay. I feel like doing like, if I could have just done like, oh, here's... soft tacos challenge, that would have been normal, good, you know. It's just that first thing in that tin foil wrapper, God, that just threw me for a loop. It really did. My stomach hurts so bad, but also I can feel myself sweating because I'm like almost like my body just, I want to get this out, and I'm sweating because I'm almost trying not to throw up. I feel like I just need to go lay on the floor or something. That's probably about as much as I can take right now. So anyway, here's the eating video. I hope you guys enjoy it.
How much did he get through?
He got through only about like 40% of it.
Oh. And
like, dude, he's killed like he did everything on the Chick-fil-A menu, and he killed, others. In fairness, there's a ton more things on the Taco Bell menu than there are at Chick-fil-A. But Chick-fil-A's...
As much as...
I mean, Chick-fil-A's a little more dense, I guess.
Frito burrito. Fritos and beef. And cheese.
Oh.
So he just kind of stepped back and just, I can't do it, man. And it was once he had that sauce, whatever it was.
So you're saying don't run out and get the chicken quesadilla.
You see, I love the chicken quesadilla. Like, I love it. And that sauce, I think, is amazing. But it is tangy, and you don't think it's on it. So, you know, once again, I guess he wasn't quite ready for that.
If you're eating that amount of food, though, doesn't taste start becoming a non-factor?
Oh, it never is. It's never a non-factor. It's never a non-factor.
See, I think if I went to American Coney, I could eat 10 chili dogs.
Oh. 10 chili dogs? Oh, see, but that's just like pure meat. Like, at least with Taco Bell, like, you know, the soft tacos go down easy, especially if it's like,
well, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, like, the chicken soft tacos, I can't really put a limit on it. I don't know.
You might have to tell me to stop. I could probably, sitting right here, eat like 9 chicken soft tacos right now.
You could eat more than that.
I probably could. But I'm like a moderate estimate would be like 9 before I even had to go, all right, maybe I'm done.
I can't do great feats of eating, but chicken soft tacos from Taco Bell, first of all, they're like pre-wet. So I mean,
oh well, you
it's
should
like
get
half water.
You should get the Mexi Melt then. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Oh, that's just basically take a soft taco and they put it in the oven and melt it.
Oh,
so that you want to talk about wet? That thing you can put that in a ball the size of a golf ball and just eat it.
All right, so Rich, what do we have coming up in the stack?
All right. I mean, you could. Not that I haven't, but I may have.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus Morris says that the Celtics, this team, they might do a 30 for 30 on them. And on top of that, there's something coming to Brookline, other than angry people, that will end up taking off next week that Fred's really going to love.
Okay. Well, they've already made the medical marijuana place legal. And apparently there's a line of about 50,000 people in front of it. All right. So here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Johnny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Fred, are you ready to get wild? Guess what's going to be all around the streets of Brookline starting this morning? 200 electric scooters.
Yeah.
So you can party your ass off and piss off the old people hanging out over by the Coolidge Corner.
Is this? This isn't like the stuff we saw in Atlanta.
It's exactly like the stuff we saw in Atlanta.
Oh, this is the stuff we saw in Atlanta.
And I have no problem with it. I think it's... So what it is, if you haven't seen it, it's these scooters that are electric. And I don't know if these work the same way the ones in Atlanta did, the ones I've seen before, but there's an app on your phone that you just scan onto your scooter, and you can just ride it anywhere, and then you just leave it. And I don't know if you have to keep it within the city limits of Brookline or how far you can go with this thing, but they start today, 200 scooters sitting out there where people can just go, sweet! And I'm just thinking, is there any better of a mix to cause chaos than the type of people that hang around Coolidge Corner and someone cutting them off on the crosswalks with his electric scooters?
Yeah, it should be real with the people that drive in Brookline that can see over the steering wheel.
I think the world's angriest people all live in Brookline.
Noon Center.
Maybe it's more Noon Center?
Oh, yeah. There's like, when you take a step out of it, because my parents live in, you know, rural Tennessee, there's just constant honking. I had a woman honking at me while pedestrians were going down the street.
So you had stopped.
Take a left, and there were people walking, and I would have hit them with my automobile, and she's demonstratively yelling at me to move. Like, where are you going, stupid?
I told you I was at that CVS, and I was waiting in line. There was a woman in front of me who refused to get checked out because right in, up where the candy bars were, someone had left an apple core. And she refused to stand by the apple core until somebody removed it. Ugh. Sounds like a very happy people for some reason living over there.
Oh, yeah, it's a real treat when they yell at you like through advanced electronics to get off their lawn. When you're moving into your place, literally moving from Atlanta, and the first thing they take off the truck is a barbecue grill, and the ingenious couple that bought a one-bedroom condo located inside of a townhouse that they do not own, and it was a side unit, started screaming because we had the audacity to put the grill on their 2-foot by 1-foot patch of crap that they called their own. I mean, just awful people.
Can you do sweet tricks on these scooters? Like, should we get out there with a cinder block and a piece of plywood and see what kind of gnarly red tricks
all
we can pull
off? I know is if you drive them on the sidewalk, that's a pain in the ass. And God bless you if you drive them in the road because you're taking your life in your own hands.
Okay, so what are you supposed to ride the scooters on? Or the road?
I would imagine the road.
Sidewalk. Right?
Then what about all the people standing on the sidewalk?
Because if you're on the road, it's not legally fast enough. And on top of that, don't you need a helmet?
You're allowed to. I don't know how any of this gets through insurance. And I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why any of this is necessary.
Well, I mean,
what's it help?
Well, the concept is that if you are going somewhere that's 7 or 8 blocks away, you can just hop on one and you don't have to walk the whole way. I'm fine with that. I think that's all right.
How much time are you saving? Exactly.
A lot.
Really?
Oh, God, a lot. Those are long-ass blocks.
Okay, but how does that help humanity? It's not like environmentally, I don't think it does anything.
It's electric, so it doesn't hurt the environment.
No, but I don't think that it's like, you know, drastically reducing carbon emissions.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's just not having to walk. It's like it's convenience. I don't mind that. But then again, it's like I'm also kind of weird about just picking something up off the ground and putting my hands on it.
Or riding in the road and trying not to fall into traffic.
I don't know. See, I don't know if that's the case. Do they tell people? Is it written anywhere on there where you're supposed to ride it? Is it the sidewalk? Because the sidewalk, that's kind of an a-hole move, right? Because you're knocking everybody out of the way.
Yes.
And if it's in the street, that seems wildly illegal and irresponsible.
Well, no, but you're allowed to ride bikes in the street. But the thing is, I'm comfortable on a bike. If you're on some scooter and you hit a rock or something, the next thing you know, you're getting run over. All this seems highly unnecessary.
Okay.
Like, it's just, you know what? Cure cancer. Like, I don't need you running around with these electric scooters. You know, they can't get anything done. Whenever the government tries to do anything, it takes forever. But this they can do. All right. Mike, go ahead.
Mike. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. So I was just out in L.A. last week where these things started down in Santa Monica. They are death traps, dude. Like, a friend of mine almost got clocked just driving on the street because there's no direction. There's no helmets. They take off, like, really fast, like... Someone's going to get killed.
Yes. Someone's going to get... It's the most pointless thing in the world.
Well, if it's used... Okay, because somebody says lots of bike lanes in Brookline and the scooters can use that. Now, that I would understand. If you're using it in the bike lane and they're all over the place, then that actually makes it worth
fine.
Using.
Yes, you can use it in a bike lane, but if you fall off of it, you're going to get hit by a car.
Well, it's the same thing with like a bike.
You're not going to fall off a bike if you hit like a rock.
I would think the same chances of falling off of one the other.
No. Or just, like, get your own scooter and push it. What do you need an electric scooter for?
Okay, there was a time where I had to park about 7 or 8 blocks away from where I lived, and I'm not kidding you, I kept in the back of my car one of those Razor scooters, and good. I would ride it back to where I lived.
I'm sure that you were exhausted at the end.
World's coolest looking dude, too.
Just, if only it was motorized, so you could have... saved yourself that pushing.
I would have used it. I absolutely would have used it at that time.
Do you know that in Newton, they built an addition to a road? It ended up being a cluster F, so they had to They had to go and drill it and put it back how it was. So that that they can't do.
Well, the best is also you can just leave it anywhere.
Well, no, but the thing is that my point being that the government screws up all these things, and it takes, like, when they legalized weed, it like took 45 years to like get anything going. But these electric scooters, they can't get there fast enough. Something that no one needs.
It's like weed for sale and scooters all at the same time in Brookline. Sounds like a party.
Well, the Brookline dispensary where my wife had her card, well, that's now just legal. And so cross that off the list unless you got 5 years to stay on
there. It'll calm down. Also, if you order ahead, you'll get in quick. There's a special line for people who order ahead. And you walk, if you can make an appointment, but you can also order ahead. It's almost like a to-go order. And it's got a special line for you. You walk right in and boom.
Well, this one in Brookline, apparently. My wife just drove
it's that
right
one. It's the Netta one. Yeah, that they got to order ahead thing.
Yeah, she saw that crowd and said, no way.
Somebody said, we've had thousands of these scooters all over D.C. for a while now, and it's as bad as you think.
Yes.
That's the other thing, is just leave them anywhere. They're going to be, like, left in the street.
I mean, you can do that with bikes.
Well, yeah, but the bikes have, like, a rack you have to return them to.
No, you can just leave them, and there's a truck that comes around and picks them up.
Oh, not the ones in Boston, but you're right. There is a company that does
that. The green ones.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe there are a few in Boston, come to think of it.
You know what? Get on a bike with your stupid electric scooter. but then
you got to buy it. Then you got to buy the bike.
No, you rent it. You rent the bike.
The scooters are cooler, bro. Come on.
No, they're not. They're decidedly not cooler.
You can even make your own sound effects. Vroom.
They got together. Chugga. That's what Brookline had to do. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass it must be? Like, if you want to, like build a, like, 1 foot addition on your home, it probably takes 17 years. But meanwhile, they can get this thing lickety-split. All right, we'll be right back. We'll have more of this stat.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Dutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to?
Oh, well, now I'm watching videos of these people in Brookline, the state representatives and stuff, too, the inaugural ride. Ooh, it is cool looking.
Yeah. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, so they have these scooter things in Denver, and it is absolute chaos on the streets. It's like the Wild West. You know, with, like, cyclists, they can be kind of crazy, but most of them know what they're doing. This is just everybody, anywhere, can pick up this scooter. They're scooting in and out of traffic. I've seen people run into cars. I've seen people almost get hit by buses. I've seen people run into pedestrians. It's insane. It's a disaster.
Why are they doing it? Like, of all the things in the world that you could do as a municipality, why would you do this? Like, just rent bikes. Like you said, if you ride a bike, you know what you're doing. You ride in the bike lane.
Are you required to wear a helmet? Because then you got to bring a helmet along with you.
Well, if you're required to bring a helmet, I mean, what are we talking about here?
Right. Like, who's just going to walk around?
So, to go the 8 blocks, and then I just got to hold a helmet like an idiot all day? Like, you know, I just rode a Harley here?
I guarantee you there's probably some group of people who have, like, tried to do tricks on these things and put it on YouTube. Like, put a gang together.
Oh, you think?
The super cool gang?
Of course.
Somebody said there's a place called the Bird... I guess these things are called Bird Bikes? Hey, how about that? Because you have to check out the Bird Graveyard on Instagram. People just take these scooters and throw them in the ocean, burn them, etc. That's not very nice. You shouldn't do that. It's not your property. But apparently that's what people
There's a lot of worse things you could do.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I can't believe that this is what Brookline wants to get done. This is the you know all the complaints that must be lodged in Brookline.
Sure,
yeah, like most people don't take that stuff lightly.
Can you imagine That's what true. Like 911 being a 911 operator in Brookline's like?
It's gonna be fun over the next couple of weeks.
I mean, it's just constant getting frivolous garbage, but now they have time to do this. And you know how much it's gonna confuse those old bastards over there. It's gonna be completely confusing. They're going to, yeah, you're right. Like, if you leave CVS, you might as well just, they might as well sell adult diapers. How many fists are going to be shook in the direction?
Oh, well, now, of course, there's like a dispensary that's open to the public as well. Oh, that's got to be the amount of complaints I bet they have for people in that neighborhood.
But that's like kind of not in a neighborhood. It's, you know, off of Route 9.
Oh, okay. It's like an old bank, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is an old bank.
Well, Chris Rock, he was the host of the NAACP Image Awards, where he was asked not to talk about Jesse Smollett. So guess what Chris Rock did?
I guess I got to present an award. They said no Jesse Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin? That curly hair, my career would be out of here. Running Hollywood. Yes, no, just did. What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know just you're Jesse from now on. You don't even get the you no more. That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
So they told him not to do it, and he went out. It was the first thing he did, apparently. Chris Rock comes right out with Jesse Smollett jokes.
Now I'm sure that there's a big repercussion.
Because Jesse Smollett is such a sympathetic figure.
Right.
I'm sure many people are coming to his defense. However, this past weekend, The Cure was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with Def Leppard and Radiohead and Stevie Nicks. And Robert Smith, the singer of The Cure, he is a very strange gentleman. And although this was my favorite reaction for the weekend, here he is. They all have to walk the red carpet as they walk in, and there's all these different entertainment reporters. Here is Robert Smith of the pale white face of the very depressing mod rock. Here he is.
How are you? I'm Carrie. It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
I'm sure we'll get there eventually. It's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Maybe we just need a few drinks.
God forbid.
I hope you're as excited as I am. Not really.
I interviewed him a couple times. He actually came off. Now the barometer was very low, but he actually came off a lot more normal than I thought he would.
Well, I mean, obviously it's their British wit. Someone's always yelling at him. You can see he's kind of annoyed by this woman who's screaming at him. He's like, all right, name three songs of ours.
Right.
If you could.
Talked about sports. He was a big sports fan. I'm not lying.
Like American sports?
Yeah.
Like what?
It was not hockey. Maybe football.
Does he live in America?
I mean, he spends a lot of time here, but he brought up sports.
Because I know Morrissey ended up moving to California.
Yes.
Where he is adored like an idol in California.
Yes, and he's also a big rugby player.
Morrissey is. I can see that. I can see him being a huge rugby player.
Yes.
At the box office this weekend, Dumbo comes in at number one with $45 million. The movie looks somewhat terrifying. Us with another $33 million, Captain Marvel at $20 million, and some movie called 5 Feet Apart, which I have no idea what that is, comes in at number four with $6.3 million.
Yeah, I have no desire to see the Key and Peele guy's horror movie.
Oh, it's supposed to be unbelievable.
I know, but I saw the other one, and I don't want to see this next one.
Why? You didn't like Get Out?
I thought Get Out was good, but I think I'm over the horror movie. I'm good for about one horror movie a decade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought Get Out was great.
I thought Get Out was very good. All right.
By the way, I do want to plug this. I was at PAX this weekend, and the guys from Checkpoint XP, which you can hear on Sunday nights here in the station, had me on their podcast. I will tweet that out at Twitter, and you can hear me in my happy place, Scott Zolak.
All right.
Seemed like that was a...
He should have brought me.
That would have been good.
You would have been welcomed with open arms.
That would have been the number one rated podcast.
You would have blown it up.
All right. I see Hardy has got his Michigan State sweatshirt on.
This was requested by...
show me your elbow.
Yeah, it's game ball. This is like, I don't know, it's like 27 years old or something. Nice.
That's right.
You can't hurt it. It's all right.
And so you watched the game there?
No, what happened?
They won. They beat Duke by a solid point.
Rich, I was laughing. You said your buddy puts his windows up and like turns the radio off and going over bridges.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like going over a bridge, like the Cape Cod Bridge in the summer. I got the windows down. I got Def Leppard blaring. It's, woo! Bridges, man. It's going. I used to do that going to Ocean City, Maryland, man. My dad used to put on Neil Diamond, "We're Coming to America." Like, today!
Is that when you had to take... Do you have to take
down, and yeah, what?
But the bridges that go into the tunnels?
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that?
Yeah, yeah. You go over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and it's long straight, man. It's nerve-wracking. You ever go to drive to the Keys?
Yeah, 7 Mile Bridge. I had to drive the 7 Mile Bridge in February.
I can't believe you're talking about that one.
But even if you're well put together, that'll give you fits.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see the end of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't see
you
the end.
You get scared halfway through, like, okay, where's this going?
I had a friend in college who had to take that both ways in high school.
Cool.
To and from. All right, what do you guys got going today? That's a good one. What'd you say?
Oh, we're not. Never mind.
Yeah, what's happening on the Zolak
sports,
and Bertrand
just reentry, man. Everything, the Bogaerts contract, obviously the final, the Elite Eight, I thought was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was great.
It was fantastic.
UMass, right. Yeah, hockey Final Four. Woo!
All right, you guys enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.